This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. C3 Generative AI equips enterprises with verified, traceable answers. It's secure, hallucination-free, LLM agnostic, and IP liability-free. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
Huge losses for Credit Suisse. What we're now learning about the impact of the Archegos collapse. Plus, GameStop may be trying to raise money by selling more shares. We'll tell you what this means for investors. And Amazon is facing resistance from some of its smaller competitors.
You know, small businesses historically haven't been as well organized as big businesses when it comes to trying to have influence in Washington. And this group is really trying to change that by working together.
It's Tuesday, April 6th. I'm Mark Stewart with The Wall Street Journal, and this is What's News. We begin with a blow for Swiss banking giant Credit Suisse. It's reporting a $4.7 billion hit from the meltdown of Archegos Capital Management. It's also slashed its dividends and said its investment banking and risk chiefs would leave the bank. Credit Suisse has faced two crises in recent weeks. In addition to the troubles surrounding Archegos, the bank froze $10 billion in investment funds connected to the now insolvent finance company Greensill Capital. Credit Suisse said its dealings with Archegos and Greensill need substantial further review and scrutiny. Its board formed a crisis team and hired outside help to investigate. You can read more of our reporting on WSJ.com. As we've mentioned before, talks are set to begin today in Vienna between American and Iranian officials surrounding the international nuclear deal that former President Trump withdrew from in 2018. Iran's breaches of the deal are expected to be at the center of negotiations, as well as sanctions imposed by the Trump administration. Biden administration officials are prepared to remove nuclear sanctions if Iran complies with the 2015 deal. They plan to keep some sanctions on terrorism and human rights grounds and perhaps impose new ones. Iranian officials say all U.S. sanctions imposed since 2018 must be lifted before Tehran returns to compliance with the accord. Democrats can approve more fiscal measures along party lines in the Senate this year. The Senate's nonpartisan parliamentarian ruled in favor of a Democratic effort to use the reconciliation process to pass additional legislation with a simple majority. The ruling will give Democrats more room to pass President Biden's agenda, including his most recent infrastructure plan. A spokesman for Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell didn't respond to a request for comment. Norwegian Cruise Line has asked the CDC to allow cruises from U.S. ports starting July 4th. The company will require passengers and crew to be vaccinated at least 2 weeks before a trip. It says its plans are a sufficient precaution against COVID-19. Despite guidance on a phased return to sailing, the CDC still recommends against cruise travel because of the very high risk of COVID-19 on ships. And Baylor has won its first NCAA men's basketball championship, beating Gonzaga 86-70 last night in Indianapolis. GameStop is back in the news. The company said it would raise hundreds of millions of dollars from stock sales in the coming months. As we've discussed before, the video game retailer is working to transform its decades-old bricks-and-mortar business to become more technology-centric. Let's talk about this further with my colleague Caitlin Ostroff. She's in London. Good morning.
Good morning.
Obviously, Caitlin, the online attention at times has helped to boost the stock. Why offer more shares? What's the tactic here?
So GameStop has run up so much in the last couple of months that it's really just, this is a great opportunity for the company to actually go and try and raise more money because shares are so high, there's so much demand for them, that if they offer more shares, That's another way in which they can bring in even more money. And it's something that will also really interest investors, especially retail investors, because it gives them even more opportunity to buy the shares and potentially at a slightly lower cost than what they're currently trading at.
Yeah, and Caitlin, the response from GameStop.
So GameStop said it plans to sell 3.5 million shares, but it said that the timing and the size of the offering is still a little bit up in the air and could change with various factors. And outside of that, they really didn't give any more information. They declined to comment on further details.
Thank you, as always, Caitlin Ostroff. Just ahead, a new challenge for Amazon from small businesses. More after the break.
This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. Insights. You need them to solve business problems, but buried in volumes of disparate data, they're seemingly invisible. C3 Generative AI enables business leaders to instantly access secure, hallucination-free, verifiable insights from a unified knowledge source, all with a natural language search. Turn the invisible into the obvious with C3 Generative AI. Learn more at c3.ai.
We're still awaiting the results of a unionization vote among Amazon workers in Alabama. Word could come this week. Until then, Amazon's facing a new challenge. A coalition of small businesses is being launched today. The group, dubbed Small Business Rising, represents thousands of companies, and it aims to lobby against the e-commerce giant. Ryan Tracy covers tech policy for us, and he spoke with our Charlie Turner.
Ryan, thanks for joining us. Tell us about this coalition. Who's in it, and what interest do they have in challenging Amazon?
Well, these are trade associations representing merchants, mostly small merchants like hardware stores, office supply companies, booksellers, grocery stores, pharmacies. And they all are worried about competition from Amazon. I spoke with a bookseller, for example, who was worried about competition from Amazon, even though he was trying to start his own e-commerce business. If he wanted to reach lots of customers, he'd have to go through Amazon potentially to get to those customers. We spoke with an office supply company who works with government agencies and was concerned that a lot of those agencies are starting to buy goods on Amazon. And he's worried that in order to reach those customers he has served for years, he's going to have to go through Amazon as a middleman. And in both those cases, Amazon competes with these merchants directly sometimes by selling, for example, their own books or their own office supplies. And these merchants are concerned that that creates a conflict of interest where Amazon is running a dominant online marketplace, but also selling products on that marketplace.
So what actions does this coalition plan to take?
Well, they're going to be lobbying Congress, and the hope is that local retailers who have connections in their local communities will get the attention of members of Congress in a way that, you know, other interest groups may not be able to. They're also going to be trying to get local media coverage of this issue and educating one another, educating other business owners about competition law and antitrust issues. You know, small businesses historically haven't been as well organized as big businesses when it comes to trying to have influence in Washington. And this group is really trying to change that by working together.
What specifically do these merchant groups want Congress to do?
Well, one thing they want is for Congress to adopt a new law that would tell large e-commerce platforms they can't be in the business of selling goods on their own platform. So to address that conflict of interest that a lot of these merchants see, they also want Congress to make the competition laws a little bit more friendly to lawsuits. So they want it to be easier for the government or for a private company to win a case if they sue Amazon for allegedly anti-competitive conduct, for example.
Amazon has repeatedly been accused of anti-competitive behavior in the past. What has Amazon's response been?
Well, Amazon says that it competes fairly. When it comes to these issues regarding Amazon being a seller on its own marketplace, Amazon says that's no different from when you go down the grocery store aisle and you might see products made by third parties or products made by that grocery store chain. So Amazon's position is it's not doing anything that's any different than any other business does when it's in the retail sector. And they also point out that, you know, a lot of small businesses have grown up through Amazon, reaching new markets and finding customers they wouldn't have found otherwise, thanks to this huge e-commerce site that Amazon has. So, you know, they say consumers are benefiting from their services and so are businesses.
We've reported that Congress is already considering some antitrust measures that would affect Amazon. How might Congress respond to this new group's proposals?
Well, at least some members of Congress are considering something along the lines of what these groups are asking for. In the House Antitrust Subcommittee, which has been holding hearings about big tech and the antitrust laws, some members have talked about, you know, should there be a law against large online platforms, both running the platform and selling products and services on that platform? There hasn't been any formal legislation proposed along those lines yet. Congress is also talking about a number of other changes to antitrust laws, and they're going to be listening to a wide range of voices beyond just these groups, so it remains to be seen how much influence these groups will actually have here.
On that point, Amazon is one of the biggest companies in the world, and it's gotten even bigger during the pandemic. How big a challenge is this group to Amazon, really?
Well, their lobbying budget will certainly pale in comparison. Amazon's lobbying budget in 2020 was about $18 million. That was the second most of any other U.S. corporation. Facebook was number one. So Amazon's going to have dozens of lobbyists on Capitol Hill working on these and other issues. You know, and Amazon's also going to point to the pandemic and say, hey, think about what this whole experience would have been like without our site and our services and the ability to order all these great things online. So Amazon's going to have a strong argument in these conversations too. And what these groups are hoping is that their sort of hometown connections can help overcome that. And we'll have to see.
The Wall Street Journal's Ryan Tracy. Ryan, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
We have more response from Amazon. A spokesperson said the company's critics are suggesting misguided interventions in the free market that, in the end, could hurt independent retailers and customers. You can read more on WSJ.com. And finally, many of us have taken at-home DNA tests to learn more about our heritage. This curiosity extends to our dogs. There are a number of companies on the market providing genotyping for man's best friend. Among those pondering the life story of their four-legged family member is the WSJ's John Bussey.
People just want to know what's in their dog, particularly folks who, like me, you know, adopt a dog from a shelter. You know, ours was definitively mutt, and we kind of wanted to know what breeds were in it just out of curiosity. But also, you know, my home's in New York City. Apartments are small. I wanted to find out how big this dog was going to get. That's one of the services they provide. They kind of forecast for you how many pounds your dog's going to be. These services now, they scan up to 350 breeds or more. So they tell you what's in the dog. They also kind of give you a heads up on possible health problems that the dog might have. That's pretty much just sort of a general perspective.
The cost of these services can vary. In John's case, he paid $124.99. And that's what's news for Tuesday. We're back tonight with a new show. If you like us, please rate and review us wherever you get your podcast. We'd appreciate it. I'm Mark Stewart with The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. C3 Generative AI equips enterprises with verified, traceable answers. It's secure, hallucination-free, LLM agnostic, and IP liability-free. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.